The national debate over an individual's right to die is taking a new turn in California. The state Supreme Court heard a case last week in which the wife of a severely brain-damaged man wants him taken off life support. Other family members say the patient, Robert Wendlin, is still conscious and should be kept alive. From San Francisco, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
8 years ago, Robert Wendlin suffered severe brain damage in an auto accident. Since then, he spends his days in a Central Valley hospital, unable to walk, talk, eat, breathe, or swallow on his own. However, Wendlin is not in a coma, or what doctors call a persistent vegetative state. Wendlin's wife, Rose, says Robert had told her prior to the accident that he would not want to be kept alive on life support systems if he were injured or fell ill. Wendlin's brother corroborates this story. So in 1995, Rose Wendlin asked doctors to remove Robert's feeding tube and allow him to die. Lawrence Nelson is Rose Wendlin's attorney.
Robert, we thought, was very clear about not wanting to live in a very debilitated state. And he said, I don't want to be a vegetable. I don't want to wear diapers. I don't want tubes in me.
But Wendlin's mother, Florence, objected to ending her son's life. Janie Hickok-Cease is the attorney representing Florence Wendlin.
Robert is a conscious individual who interacts with his environment, who responds to commands, and who Florence believes not only has a quality of life at this time, she also believes that Robert is a disabled person who has adapted to his life in the way that people who are able-bodied one moment and become disabled the next have to.
Florence Wendlin went to court, and a trial judge ruled that Robert's wife, Rose, had not met the legal standard of providing clear and convincing evidence of his wishes. But 3 years later, an appellate court overturned that ruling, saying that as her husband's conservator, Rose Wendlin was required only to act in good faith. In prior cases, courts around the country have allowed families to withdraw life support when the patient is in a coma. Here, the key question is, can a guardian or conservator pull the plug when the patient is conscious but unable to make his or her own decisions? At the California Supreme Court, several justices appeared to be leaning toward requiring a very high standard of proof for removing life support. Again, clear and convincing evidence that Robert Wendlin would have preferred to die. Part of the controversy here is what constitutes clear and convincing evidence. Some justices suggested that people should put their wishes in writing, something that Robert Wendlin did not do. Disability rights organizations have rallied to the cause on behalf of Robert Wendlin's mother, Florence. Diane Coleman, president of an Illinois-based group called Not Dead Yet, says the Wendlin case represents a potential direct threat to anyone with brain damage, mental retardation, or Alzheimer's.
His wife is trying to basically change the rules so that it is much easier for conservators to kill people with cognitive disabilities.
The California Supreme Court has 90 days to issue its ruling. Both sides say if they lose, they will appeal to the United States Supreme Court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.